Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over.
Slender.
Hey, I can see the veins in your nose. It's weird.
KGB Radio, episode 44. We're official podcast, knowingreefers.com.
Chris is being spooky.
Whoa!
It's flashing SOS. You gotta.
Yeah.
There you go. Alright.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm your host, Rock. We have Chris Lindendahl.
Hello.
Hey, and Mr. Pat Wrong.
Hi.
Hey. I feel like I've said that a thousand times.
I feel
today.
Like I've done that. Well,
yeah.
I think I do that every time.
Well, no, I mean, we were recording a whole bunch of video, so I had to introduce you guys a lot.
Oh, that part. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, we're recording stuff for our week of scares. Is that what we're calling that? Week of scares?
Scare.
Work in progress.
Fright
night.
Fright week.
Fright week.
It's a week. Week of fright.
Freak week.
Freak week.
Spookin' Chris.
Spookin'.
Oh, hey.
That's a radio show.
It is?
I don't know.
Hey, come on, hey, that's a spook.
Yeah, it's the spook. Oh, whoops.
Maybe not.
Uh-oh. Whoopsie. Look out. Oh, God. I'm too drunk to do this.
It's got a lot on the docket today.
Yeah, we do.
It's a full-on index card. That's all ink.
Yeah. Yeah, it's dripping. Dripping wet. Yeah, like I like them.
Yeah, it is.
You know? Huh? We played some Friday the 13th for NES. That was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah, it was.
Scary.
It was.
So scary.
Yeah. I peed. In my pants. Yep. So, other than...
There's no male penguins gather in groups and pee and poop on each other for warmth.
Yeah. I told you that.
Oh.
Yesterday.
Oh. Yeah.
Because there was a fire alarm at work.
I was talking to Pat.
Oh. Well,
you told me that yesterday.
Yeah. The listeners couldn't see that you were talking to Pat.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Also, I was looking at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that doesn't help
really
either.
Confusing.
Yeah. So, we played some games. Chris, you play any more video games other than scary NES games?
I did.
What?
Like Jeopardy.
You play? No, that was scary too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You played some Tony Hawk? Like, a while ago?
Eh. I played Costume Quest.
I still
need to get that.
Right?
Yeah, that's like a kind of a burp hiccup thing.
I have that game. Yeah. I still haven't played it, though.
Good.
Good. Yeah,
good.
I heard.
Well for you.
I heard it was awesome. I heard that game was great.
It's my yearly playthrough of Costume Quest.
How long is that game?
5 hours, 6 hours.
Hmm.
Not that long. It's a weekend day.
Okay. All right.
But still good.
Great.
There's a lot of strategy in that game.
Really?
That you wouldn't expect from as simple as it looks.
I'm surprised.
It's like there's different buffs that you can apply to your party.
Really?
And there's, like, DPS.
Okay.
Okay.
Right? That's an RPG term, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
MMO term.
Yeah. And there's all kinds of spells.
All
kinds of spells.
What I'm mostly interested in.
Yes.
Actually, I was just talking about rotating the microphone.
Oh.
Like,
oh.
To face you a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah.
Oh,
there we go.
Perfect.
Check that out.
There we go. Actually, what I was kind of interested in was the robot costume.
Yes.
I hear there's a robot costume
in
that game.
It's the first costume you get.
Really?
Yep.
Is it awesome?
It's a Gundam.
Because I like robot costumes.
It's a Gundam.
Okay.
On the kid, it's like a classical 50s robot.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also a ninja.
Okay.
Space warrior?
Pirate?
Okay.
No?
There might not be.
Monster?
No.
Snooki?
A carton of french fries?
Okay. What powers does that have? It has the power of cholesterol?
I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember. I haven't gotten that far yet.
Has the power of trans fats?
Yep.
How much is that game?
$10?
Yeah, not much.
need to pick
that
up.
It was free a while ago.
What?
Really?
Mac?
Oh.
Maybe when it first came out for Mac.
Oh.
It's been on sale a lot.
I got it on. Yeah, Amazon was having a sale. It was that stacking and Psychonauts for like $15.
Oh,
I have zero interest in stacking, but
stacking's real good.
Yeah,
I would like
good.
To play Costume Quest and Psychonauts.
Stacking's real good.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ah, I don't know.
It's pretty neat.
All right, all right.
It's more. It's a lot. It's a lot more similar to like the older point and click adventure games.
Oh boy.
Oh guys, the public library.
Library?
The public library.
The library?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about it?
Has Xbox games. And PS3 and Wii.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. That's...
I don't have a library card right now. I should do that.
They're free.
Just down the road. Yeah.
So I got Rayman Origins.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I still have that.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I popped it in because I got it for like $20 at like a month later at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Forgot about it.
Great. So I'll play that. I liked what I played so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
That's actually really cool that they're doing that. Because, I mean, since, you know, you can't do that at Hollywood Video now, because they're done.
And the Redbox around here is, like, notoriously shitty for game selection.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Really?
The last time I went, the only thing they had was MLB 2K13.
Great.
That was it.
Great.
Yeah, so that didn't work out that well.
That's cool. I might have to go and check that out.
Yeah,
I never think to rent video games. Like, I never think about that.
No.
But
yeah, I always
get a good
buy.
Idea. Yeah.
Buy.
So I got that in a Spider-Man book.
A Spider-Man book?
Yep.
Like a novel?
Yes.
Okay. With pictures?
Yep. Written by Spider-Man.
It's his memoir?
Yep.
Okay.
So, who I shot Webb.
That's chapter one.
Yep.
Yep. All right.
So that's my gaming future.
Okay.
Rayman Origins.
All right.
Cool.
Also, it's free.
Yeah.
And I'm broke as fuck.
Thanks, Public Library.
Yeah. And then Assassin's Creed 3 is, I believe, coming my way.
All right.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
I think it's going to show up at my house.
Why?
Because
because you might have pre-ordered it.
Yeah.
I don't
remember.
From where?
GameStop?
At PAX
like
East.
Online? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Did you ever follow through on that?
No.
Did you pay for it?
I think you had to.
Mm.
I thought you didn't. I thought they just wanted your, like, name
no,
to, like,
they
pre-order.
Took your credit card.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, they did?
I mean, it was for Max Payne, like.
Yes.
They said that you didn't have to pay anything.
Right. That's the one that Zachary got.
That was through GameStop.
Okay.
What?
Right? The Max Payne one. I think that was through GameStop.
Assassin's Creed was.
Oh, I know one of them is that.
Oh, that's right. I still have, like, obviously I have Assassin's Creed paid off.
Right.
In a store, but for some reason I upgraded to, like, the Super Special Edition.
Oh, really?
And it has, like, a stupid, like, little statue.
Oh, that's
and
weird.
Stuff.
Why did you buy that?
It
comes with an Ezio statue. For some reason.
Yeah, for some reason.
Extra.
I don't know why I did. I was just in the store. I was like, yeah, sure, just upgrade me to that, even though I have this one paid off. Let's double how much I need to pay.
Cat, you shouldn't do that.
No, so I need to go back and downgrade back to just
bless
a normal edition.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Wow, that peaks it out.
Yeah, I maxed that out. So, all right.
On the subject, I was looking on Amazon.
Okay.
Max Payne 3 special editions. Which were like $129.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Are now selling for like $39.99.
Oh,
really?
Gosh.
Yeah. It doesn't come with anything good, though.
What's
like
the
statue or some shit?
That's
like the worst.
Yeah.
I don't mind them.
You love statues. You love collector's editions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to pay $120 for Assassin's Creed.
Fuck no.
Right.
I think I ended up with the Assassin's Creed 2 special edition at like the Rutland GameStop or something. And I got that for like $20.
Oh, well.
But that was because it was a couple of years later,
right.
And it was just like hidden in this
would
corner.
Would you get a wrist blade?
No, it comes with an Ezio statue.
Great.
I just have
great.
It at work, but it's that one's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So what's that?
Can you play any more games, Chris?
No.
Great. Pat, how about you?
I beat Revelations.
You beat Revelations.
Yes, I beat a game.
Resident Evil.
Resident Evil. No. Wait.
That's a thing.
Assassin's Creed Revelations. I beat that game.
Okay.
I'm still working on Resident Evil Revelations. It's been probably about...
You play it during poops, right?
When you make a poop?
Sometimes.
Poopy poop from your butt?
Yeah.
All right.
Revelations was really good. I like that game. I was starting to feel a little fatigued.
Understandable.
About that whole series, but even in the end, like I was like, all right, this is actually pretty fun.
Ezio's done.
It's kind of sad. That's the thing. Yeah. The way they just wrap it up for that, it's pretty cool.
Does it end with Ezio being killed?
No.
Oh, okay. He just goes on to be an old man.
Yeah. No, in the way it's kind of similar to, it all ties in with Altair and everything, so it all just comes together really nice. I liked how that game ended.
Okay.
All
right. They're like, what are you going to do now? And he's like, I'm going to go to America. Right?
Become a Native American.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 All right.
Should I just watch the ending on YouTube?
If you're not going to play it, yeah.
I'm
sure they'll just wrap it up. Like, they'll bring you up to speed at the beginning of 3 anyway.
That's true.
Like, I might be the only one who doesn't give a shit about Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, you might.
And it's not because it's not good. Like, I recognize that it's good, but I just can't, like... I feel like most of that is because I'm so far behind now. Like, I played 5 or 6 hours of Assassin's Creed 2. And I beat the first one.
Yeah.
And that was it. And so I'm just... I feel like I'm way too far behind now to... be able to get into it at this point.
They're still good games.
No, I recognize that they are good. I just, I can't, like, yeah. First of all, I do not have the time to get caught up by the time Assassin's Creed 3 comes out.
Right. Of course.
Yeah. And also, like, I feel like I would definitely get burned out. Like, if I just burn through, like, the Assassin's Creed 2 trilogy, I feel like I would get burned out pretty quickly.
I would suggest playing 2 and then watching Brotherhood and Revelations on YouTube or something.
There's, like, a few things that Brotherhood introduced, like, if you assassinate someone, you have, like, a big group of enemies around you. If you assassinate them, then you just keep jamming on X and, like, pressing, like, in different directions wherever, like, people are surrounding you. You'll just chain.
You're, like, building momentum, basically.
Yeah. Once you have an assassination, you'll just start, like, chaining. Like, as long as you're attacking someone who's about to attack you, not letting them attack you or whatever. But that was one of the nice additions in two, in Brotherhood. That was, like, the big thing. And then in Revelations, they added, like, the hook blade.
Okay.
Because he travels and he loses one of his hidden blades. Yeah. So it gets replaced by these Turkish hook blades, which...
grappling hooks?
Yeah, there's, like... Well, not quite. Like, around the city, on taller buildings, there'll be, like, a line, like... almost like a clothesline or something, and you can just jump off. Yeah,
okay.
You zip line.
Hmm.
It makes it a lot faster, and also, when you're climbing, you climb so fast in that game due to that, because it kind of launches you up.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
And it helps if you're trying to be, like, more passive in combat, because you can just, like, trip people, or if there's a big group ahead of you and you're just running through, you can do this kind of neat, like, somersault thing over them.
Hmm.
But... yeah, other than that, I can't wait for that. That string blade thing or whatever that they're...
The rope dart.
Rope dart.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that. That's
pretty
awesome.
Cool. That's neat.
Tomahawking guys.
Guns. Just colonial Boston.
You got guns in the second game.
Oh, I didn't get that far.
Nope, you didn't.
Nope.
It's like I saw a picture of just like that old state house that's in all the etchings for the Boston Massacre.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've been there, you know, a few times now. I'm like, oh, that's neat that this is still here.
Yeah.
And then to see it in the game, too, I'm like, oh, okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like revisiting that. I'm kind of curious if they'll touch on Saratoga, because that's a big part of the war.
Revolution.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So,
almost
if you're...
definitely, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as long as it's covering the different parts of the war, which it's like a 10-year
period.
And it
was a big part in Boston.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I'm done with that for a couple weeks until 3 comes out.
Yeah.
When is that coming out?
30th.
Okay.
Other than that, I played a little bit of Dishonored.
Oh.
Which
you bought that?
Yeah,
I didn't know you bought that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Wow.
I haven't played much. I'm only in like the first mission.
Okay.
But I did the tutorial, which gets you all like up to speed, and it's I mean, everyone knows like by now that I like the Thief series.
Yeah.
And it's definitely in that lineage, and as well as like Deus Ex with like upgrading yourself like different ways.
Is it officially in the Thief lineage?
No. No. But man, the style of that game, like the graphic style, is it Victor Antonov? Is that the guy?
Yes. Yep, Victor Antonov.
It just looks like all of his concept paintings. Like, they pulled it off really well.
Well, and it looks like, I mean, like, you can see, especially in the concept art, you can see stuff like, that looks like City 17, you know, like you can see like in the tall boy design or in the cart design or stuff like that. Like,
and then, yeah, so they just pulled off the art style really well. It's obviously not a realistic game. Like, they've got kind of just like their proportions are a little off. Like, hands are really big and heads are a little bit bigger.
Yeah. It seems a little stylized, but in a good way.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not realistic. So like everything kind of has a like painterly kind of feeling about it. But it looks really good. It's not, as far as I can tell, it's, like, I have it all maxed out. It doesn't seem very taxing for computers. And it levels load up in, like, within seconds, which is nice.
What engine is it running on, do you know?
It's Unreal.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's, they're still running on Unreal 3, I think. So that's so optimized at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like, the, in all the like, advertisements and stuff for it, you always see Corvo in like a mask. Like, do you ever see his face?
Oh yeah.
And what the hell's the deal with the mask?
It's I think there's a few reasons for it. It's for so he's not identifiable.
Like, he's identifiable by a mask.
Well, so they can't, I mean, it's just one layer of
he's Batman.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I think it's supposed to be scary. For one,
it's kind of all right.
Pretty freaky looking.
Yeah,
and then
he looks like a robot man.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he's, I mean, it's somewhat anonymous.
Okay,
I mean,
so he could just like basically, so he can go do his grocery shopping, and no one's gonna be like, "Oh, it's right, that assassin guy."
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, because he's so wanted, as it is, that that helps him even just a little bit.
Is he a prince?
No. He was like a protector.
He was
like
a bodyguard. Yeah, yeah.
For the empress or something.
Yeah.
And the Empress is killed, like, right in front of you, like, as people blink in, and her daughter's there.
Isn't Corvo, like, blamed?
Yeah. He's totally,
He gets, like, framed for the murder. He's
framed for it, and,
So you're Nightcrawler.
Yeah, that's how Blink kind of works like that, yeah, and it's really cool. But, yeah, there's all this, like, it's not spiritual, but the magic stuff in this world they've created is pretty cool. And just taking out dudes, lots of fun. It really doesn't feel much different than, like, how the Thief games are. Like, everything's going to be a lot smoother.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do the lean, like, around the corners.
Oh.
There's a nice move where if you're running and you press, like, to crouch, you slide into it.
Perfect.
That's cool. That's, like, in Battlefield 3 added.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's pretty similar, except for the different upgrades, which carry through each level.
Mm.
But I like it a lot so far. Looking forward to playing more of that.
Sweet.
That's pretty much it, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have been playing one game, and one game only.
Sunday?
And that is XCOM.
Mm.
XCOM, Enemy Unknown.
First-person shooter?
No, the strategy game. The top-down strategy game.
For that first-person shooter.
Yeah.
It's going to be real good.
Keep your hopes up.
I will.
Yeah.
Get ready for that.
We're sky high.
Brace yourself.
Yeah. Sky high.
Yep. That's the way to go. XCOM is really great. I'm really enjoying it. Right now I'm probably about like 14 or 15 hours into it. And it's good.
Rate it
right now. If I had to write my review right now.
Yes. Feed it to me.
4 out of 5.
Boom.
Yep.
Why is it so terrible?
8 out of 10.
That would be like an 8.
Why do you hate this game?
16 out of 20.
Yeah.
A lot of granularity as you go up farther. So,
80 out of 100. 16.5.
Yeah, 80 out of 100. Like a B.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't like it?
Yeah, what the hell? That's not how the system works.
I like it a lot, actually. It's really great. I have named my squad members, or at least my main squad members, after members of the KGB staff. So, it's pretty nice. I'm like adding more as I think of them, you know, like
the girl who sucks.
Friend of the friend of the site, TJ has a place in my squad. Yeah. Pat, you've got one as well. I need to make a new one for Chris, but
No.
Okay. You didn't die. I changed it to a But I'm Chris and I were talking about making one for Zach, and it's making it a lady. who's like super incompetent, but like the problem with that though is that then I have this like horrible incompetent person filling a slot in my squad.
Yeah, you don't just, want
and
that.
You just need like to have like a wow, oh,
got him,
damn. But so yeah, like Pat, you and front of the site Dan Smith, like your guys are fucking insane, like incredible awesome. In this game. Yeah, you're our Pat Ronkett Colonel. Pat Ronk oh, wow. is our. Is our
promotion?
Yeah, yeah. He's our support guy, so he's the medic, and never fucking misses ever. Like
wow,
yeah, always hits. And Dan Smith is like an assault class. Like he's like up close with a shotgun laser, and just wrecking yep. dudes. Yeah, it's cool. I have yet to lose a soldier, so I'm very proud of that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I thought I saw something happen where. You had a guy who got shot and died?
No, that didn't happen.
I thought he died?
No, I'll show you later. That didn't happen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had yet to lose a soldier, so that's
quit.
That's pretty great. Actually.
Safe coming doesn't exist.
No, that's not a thing. I don't do that. I really like the just cuz you're not the game isn't the entire game isn't you fighting aliens. Like a good portion of the game is, you know, doing research or expanding your base or mm-hmm. stuff like that. So it's not
SS Belafonte.
Yes. Yeah. Let me show you my ship.
Yes.
Yeah. The kitchen is the most advanced part of the ship. It's great. I love it. It's a lot of fun. So
I want to see more of that.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll do some more. I really want to do a KGB surveillance on it, but, the videos always end up too long.
You know what you can see more of, Pat? See more butts. Right? Nailed it.
Oh! He got you.
Gotcha.
He got you.
Burn
on oh,
you.
Man. Where?
What?
What?
God damn it. Yeah, I don't. I really don't think I've been playing any other games. I haven't really had that much time. I played a little bit, tiny bit, of this new indie game. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. BioShock 2.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty new. Pretty underground. I played a little bit of that. It's, you know, it's cool.
BioShock.
Yeah. Yeah, it's BioShocky. I love the Art Deco style.
Yeah.
That's great. I wish I could live in a place that had that sort of
Speaking
stuff.
Speaking of BioShock 2, that team is making the new XCOM first person shooter.
They are.
Super excited for.
Yeah.
It's going to be so good.
It's awesome. Going to be so good.
So good.
Like BioShock but in like the 50s with aliens.
Oh.
First person.
Man, I'm going to pre-order that tomorrow.
Do it.
Do you have the DLC for BioShock 2?
Minerva's Den?
Yeah, that's supposed to be really good.
I don't. BioShock 2 was bought for me as a gift for my birthday.
Happy birthday.
It was a while ago. But I didn't get a chance to play it for a while. So yeah, it's, you know, but, so yeah, I haven't bought the DLC or anything for it yet.
Assassin's Creed 3 has DLC planned.
Really?
Called The Tyranny of King George.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Which is about George Washington taking over.
That's like a fictional history.
Yeah. That would be pretty cool.
Like as soon as I saw that, I was like, what the fuck? Like, you have to buy a $30 season pass for DLC. Well, you don't have to.
Right.
You can buy them individually.
Sure.
But then I was reading more about that DLC. I was like, oh, this sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Have you guys played any of the Mass Effect 3 DLC?
I stopped playing Mass Effect 3.
There was a Leviathan already came out, and Omega is coming out. I haven't played any of it, because
once I get the urge to play Mass Effect again.
I have no urge whatsoever to play any more of it.
But I mean, like, next year?
Yeah.
When there's not a new Mass Effect game?
Or when there's, like, a Mass Effect, like, sale. If they bundle the DLC. Yeah. I have absolutely...
Bungle.
Yeah, if they bundle... Oh!
Yeah.
Up top.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah! I have zero urge to play any more Mass Effect. Like, I am fucking done.
Yeah.
It's weird, because, you know, Mass Effect 3 was fine.
Great.
It was a great game.
It was
great. 2 was better.
Yeah.
But 3 was fine. And
2 was one of the best games this generation.
I will agree with you. Absolutely. But I have absolutely no interest in playing any of the DLC.
Not right now. Definitely not right now.
And I mean, another thing is kind of going back to Mass Effect 2. The DLC for Mass Effect 2 was so fucking good.
Yeah.
I am afraid that they will not be able to top it. But now that we're talking about it, maybe I'll go back to that now. God. Okay. Best Mass Effect 2 DLC. Firewalker, Overlord, or Shadow Broker?
Overlord.
Overlord? Pat?
Is Overlord the one with the like the AI?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Boom. Yeah. Yeah. Overlord.
I like the Kasumi one, too.
Kasumi that was good. Bit,
that was shorter. Different. Yeah. Right?
But it was a little bit different. Yeah. It wasn't all combat.
It's like a murder mystery, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But yeah, Overlord was fucking incredible.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, I know that Shadow Broker got a lot more accolades than Overlord did, but Overlord was, to me, like a million times better. Yeah.
Totally.
And I like that guy showed up again in Mass Effect 3, if you saved him.
He was on the Jacob's base, right?
Oh.
It Jake's base. Yeah.
I don't remember
what that place was called.
Even past like the second mission in Mass Effect 3 before I gave up. Yeah.
Holy shit, really?
I sold it.
Wow.
I was really disappointed by it. I don't know. I think I just had...
You needed to buy that R2-D2.
You had some game shame. Months later.
You had game shame?
No. I don't know what that means.
Why do you hate Mass Effect 3?
Why do you hate things that are good?
I had a great time going... Well, not so much with 1, but 2 was like, just, this is awesome.
2 was great.
And then, like, I felt... good about it. When I finished that, I didn't need any more. And then it just kind of felt like...
I could see that.
There was just more that I don't know.
You were only going to be let down by 3.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, 3... I don't think that 3 could have ever...
No.
Held up to the standard set by 2.
No.
There
would be the greatest
game
ever made.
Pretty much, yeah.
And we all know Half-Life 2 is the best game ever made.
Oh, god damn it! No! Fuck off! God.
Ever. Ever will be.
I would go back now and play Mass Effect 2 again. I only played it once.
Yeah,
For some reason, like those games, I can't play them again. No. I think I played Mass Effect 1 twice, but I feel like I can't go back and play 2 again. It's for me, those
so
experiences are one and done.
Yeah.
Like I'm good after once.
It sucks. I have 1 and 2 on my Steam account.
Yeah.
I wish that someday I'd be able to complete that for the 3 on Steam.
That digital list. That
can't
you
do
know?
It.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because
it's
going to be on
Origin.
Yeah,
only.
It's Origin only.
But I had only played through those games completely on Xbox as it is.
Oh,
and then
okay.
I sold those copies because I have
Steam copies.
On Steam.
Yeah.
But 3 was the only one that I didn't beat before I sold.
Maybe I'll have to get Leviathan. Maybe I'll do that. I kind of want to play that.
They'll be on sale soon.
Just thinking about how awesome the Mass Effect 2 DLC was, I kind of have to... I feel like I have to play the third ones now.
Just to...
Damn it.
Go back to XCOM for a second.
Back to XCOM.
You said you put, like, 15 hours in or so?
Yeah.
Like, does it give you an indication of how far along you are in the, like, campaign?
It's a... No. You don't ever know that. It's basically just... The only indication of time you have is how far along in the year and day you are. So it'll be like, oh, it's, you know, 10 p.m. on, you know, June 6th.
Is it kind of just procedural? Like, does it just keep going?
Time just keeps going.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. God. Even when you're doing nothing, time ticks by. It's basically a minute a second. Time ticks by. And you have, if you want to accelerate time, like, if you go to your world map, it shows you what the next, like, event is going to be. As far as, like, you know, this is your next research or whatever. You hit scan for activity, and it basically just accelerates time until either
something happens.
That next event comes up, or like a UFO shows up and you have to, you know, shoot it down or something. So, but yeah, time is pretty much always ticking by.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's...
So how far do you think you are?
It's really hard to say. Because, I mean, I've already encountered probably 6 or 7 different alien types, but I don't know how many there are.
Is there bosses?
Wow.
No
bosses. Not yet, anyway.
Is there a story?
Cutscenes? There are some cutscenes, but not really. Like, the story is aliens are attacking Earth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The whole thing is that you really need to make hard decisions about who you're helping. Because you'll get, like, a thing that says, oh, alien abductions are happening. But they're happening in 3 different places, and you can only help one of them.
You know, America. That's where you defend.
Greatest
country on Earth, right?
I have a satellite. I have a satellite orbiting the Earth over America, so they're pretty well protected. And if you don't, like, if they have a panic, every country has a panic meter, and you want to try to keep that down, and, you know, so if you get a mission in a place that's, like, highly panicked, you want to go and do something there to lower the panic level, and if the panic level gets too high, they will actually withdraw their funding from XCOM, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Oh, wow.
So far, I've only lost Egypt. Egypt is, yeah, all they were bringing was pyramids.
Yeah.
What, I don't need that.
No, you can't use
What are
those.
You doing for me now?
They're close to the cradle of civilization, but they're not there.
Exactly. They're not quite there. Yeah, it was between them and Brazil.
That's their slogan.
Yeah, close.
Close. Almost the cradle of civilization.
Yeah. Hey. I saw a truck, a delivery, like a semi-truck on my way here.
Cradle of civilization?
No, it was like a semi-flat, like a tractor trailer. And the, you know, it was from Laredo, Texas.
Okay.
Which I thought was funny because I was listening to the song Laredo.
Oh, wow.
So it was like a funny coincidence, so I stuck my head. And the side of the truck had like a cow skull like logo on it.
Yeah.
And the slogan underneath the cow skull was a transportation company. Like in quotation marks. Like, that's the best you could do.
That's inappropriate awesome.
In quotation
yeah,
marks.
Inappropriate
like,
quotation marks.
Transportation.
A transportation company. So, is it ironic? Are they not actually a transportation company?
They're a transportation company. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, you think
that's
so?
How you. Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. I was driving home and I saw a I think it was like a local like landscaping business, and their pickup truck on the tailgate said "You're a priority" in quotations.
Y-O-U-R.
No, it was Y-O-U-R apostrophe R-E. It was good.
Your
but that was all in quotations.
That was all in quotations. Yeah.
I don't trust them.
Maybe that guy said that one time.
Maybe it's possible. I think,
that covers everything.
I think we pretty much covered everything.
That was a right goof about.
Yep.
Not yet. We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
I feel like that's coming. I think we're gonna go to break. So, we'll be right back.
Oh,
God damn it.
And
okay, good. We are back. The song bringing us in was Postcards from Italy by Beirut. Beirut.
Beirut.
Why did they name their band after a third world country? Chris?
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Hey! we just got done watching some good stuff. Some Power Man 5000.
Yeah.
Yep.
Some Taproot.
Yeah. Edema.
Edema.
Gorillas.
Captain EO. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
The worst thing ever put on celluloid.
That's not true.
I defy you to name something worse.
Crossroads. With Britney Spears. And Zoe Saldana.
I jerked it to that.
Zoe Saldana's in that?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
When you're like 14 and she had that scene where she opens her robe.
Okay.
She got prime panties?
Yeah. Justin Long is in that, too.
I don't want Justin Long.
He's terrible.
I'm just saying, he's in it.
Oh.
And he's terrible in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not surprising.
He's in it.
He's in Waiting, and I find that movie surprisingly competent.
I've only seen, like, bits and pieces of that movie.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah?
For the shittiness of the people in it?
Yeah, yeah.
You expect it to be way worse.
Like, I
Dane Cook.
I think that
Andy Milonakis.
Yeah. I think that Ryan Reynolds is like at his best when he's not being Ryan. Like
Amityville Horror.
I don't like his character in Waiting. Like when he's
Ryan Reynolds in that movie.
Yeah. When he's trying to be like super over the top comedic, I don't like him at all. But when he's just being a guy, like he's great.
Yeah.
See that Buried Alive movie? I can't remember what it's called.
Buried Alive.
It's Buried.
Yeah.
Buried
maybe.
Yeah. It's Buried. Yeah.
That's good.
I've seen it on Netflix, but I haven't actually watched it yet.
Check it out.
I heard it was great.
Yeah,
he's really good when he's not trying to be funny,
I agree.
Which is weird. The Proposal. I thought The Proposal was a fine, you know, fine movie. It was all right.
I don't think I saw that.
Don't look at me like that. Look at me like that. It's great. It's got
Jennifer Aniston.
Sandra Bullock.
They're the same.
I love Sandra Bullock. She's great. She's fantastic.
She's nice lady.
Miss Congeniality.
Yeah. Oh man, Miss Congeniality. Ernie Hudson is in that.
No way.
Oh really? Yeah. Ernie Hudson's in that.
Who's he play? Winston?
Winston Zeddemore.
Zeddemore.
Yeah. I don't believe in ghosts or the Loch Ness Monster. I'll believe in anything. There's a paycheck in it. Yep. So news stuff. Not a lot of news this week. let's see, what do we got here? Mr. Trip Hawkins, you guys know Trip Hawkins, right? Founder of EA.
He made 3DO.
He also, did the 3DO.
Okay.
He says that consoles will soon be a niche market.
Compared to what?
Compared to 3DO.
3DO's taking over.
Yep.
Was our PC going to be Master Race again?
Well, he basically says, like, there are so many people playing on PCs and mobile devices that before long, consoles will just be kind of a niche thing. I think he's kind of, like, including streaming, or the cloud-type gaming in that as well, as far as PC goes. He's like, oh, there's, like, 4 billion people on, you know, PC. And that's just 4 billion people who own PCs.
Right. Yeah.
But, I mean, with OnLive, no wait, with, you know, that kind of service as OnLive used to offer, I mean, that's potentially 4 billion gamers, right?
I guess. That's
you know?
A terrible argument.
It is. Yeah. I'm not saying it's not.
Every console cycle has sold more than the last.
That can't be true.
That can't possibly be true. How's that not true?
How many units did the PlayStation sell?
Like 35 million.
Like 100 million.
100 million. In the U.S.?
Yeah. Everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
None of them have sold that much.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
We sold more than that?
No.
Yes.
That's not true.
That's more than
the DS?
I would say that's more than Xbox 360 or PS3 as well. They definitely have not hit 100 million. I mean, these ones have sold so... I mean, especially PlayStation 3. PlayStation 3 didn't catch its stride for years because it was $600 goddamn dollars.
Both around 50 million.
That's not 100 million, though.
It is, but all those three combined, every cycle has sold more than the last.
Okay, but... Yeah, I mean, if you're comparing everything in one cycle together, that's
it's consoles.
Yeah,
it's not a niche market.
You're right.
If it's growing.
You're right. Yeah. But yeah, his argument kind of blows for this because he doesn't really make a very strong.
What
case.
Is he trying to sell?
Nothing.
What is he trying to sell?
Nothing. I read the whole interview and he's not really talking about anything specific. He basically just says like mobile and PC.
What does he do right now?
Okay.
Works for a mobile company?
Oh, I can't remember what his newest thing is. He's got something else. He doesn't work at EA, that's for sure. But I can't remember what his newest project is. But he doesn't make a very good argument for why that is. I guess like Trip Hawkins is kind of known for being a little bit, you know,
Michael Pachter-ish.
yeah, like Michael Pachter, but maybe like a little bit more like eccentric. Maybe he's just kind of still feeling the effects of the 3DO.
Yeah.
He's like, no, these will never work. Ever. So,
Road Rash 3DO is the best.
Oh, man, I haven't played a Road Rash since, like, Sega.
Nintendo
Sega Genesis.
Was pretty good, too.
Yeah, it was alright.
Why hasn't that come back?
I've tried.
Really?
Yeah.
When was
they
the
gave
last?
Up on that.
Oh, yeah. Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
I think they try every...
Every generation, yeah. They try to bring it back a little bit.
It always gets canceled. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Rush.
It used to be
like San Francisco Rush.
I never played San Francisco
awesome.
Rush.
Oh,
what is
awesome.
That?
It's like an arcade style.
It's like Cruising USA.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kind of.
Yeah, I don't really like Cruising USA that much.
This was better.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Probably not anymore.
It's one of those games that people just pop into their Nintendo 64s and play. Pass the controller around.
Yeah. I don't have an N64.
We soon will.
What? I don't know what that means.
Garage sailing?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. We'll get some tapes.
Yep.
All right. All right.
Backup tapes.
I like that. We can do that. Something just happened. Hang
yeah,
on.
Oh, God.
I got it.
Tab,
oh, God.
Window.
It's all right. Moving on in news.
Drag.
On live. you know, on live that hit cloud gaming service.
Mm-hmm.
All of their assets were recently sold
uh-huh.
for the grand total
yep.
of $4.8 million. Wow. Far, yeah, yeah.
That's not much money.
It is not, especially considering that Gaikai got bought for $380 million.
Yeah.
And that the CEO of OnLive was hoping to sell it for $1 billion.
Wow.
So wow. 4.8, it fell a little short.
Yeah. That's got to be disappointing. They put a lot of work into that.
They did. And there was a lot of promise there. Like, I was really surprised when this whole thing went down, where they're like, no, OnLive's pretty much gone. I felt like there was a lot of promise.
Still work.
What?
Still up.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Still working.
Really? Oh, yeah. Great.
Are you back everybody they fired.
They what?
They hired back everybody they fired.
Oh. Well, that's pretty awesome then. Well, all their assets just got sold for $4.8 million.
In August.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
they just sold it to a guy who was...
Gary Louder?
Taking it over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who that guy is. Does he have anything to do with video games?
I've never heard his name before.
Yeah. Neither have I. He's a dude. And now he's the proud owner of OnLive. And all of its assets.
Yeah. Not bad, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess, like, it would be really interesting to see, like, what they plan on doing. If they just, like, if he wants to just, like, continue on with OnLive as it was.
Just riding this bitch out.
Well, I think that there's a lot of potential there. I mean, like Trip Hawkins said, there are billions of people using computers. And
it's true. Four billion people.
Well, I mean, I think there's an argument to be made for that kind of, you know, cloud gaming service where... All you need is a computer. It doesn't have to be the greatest computer. It could just be a computer, and you could play, you know, awesome games that would normally be completely out of your reach.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of potential there, but...
I agree.
I guess OnLive just didn't really find the widespread audience that it needed, or something.
When's the last time you saw an ad for OnLive?
It's been a while.
Yeah, right? There's some banner ads sometimes.
Yeah, I rarely ever saw any.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There was a push for that stuff six, 8 months ago.
Yeah.
When I got
iOS.
Yeah, yeah. An Android, yeah. And I got a free copy of Lego Batman.
Right.
For the first few Humble Bundles, they had Steam Keys, Desura, I forget who. That's the mod database, their open source Steam kind of client thing. And then they had OnLive keys for a while. Yeah.
Oh.
Huh.
But they stopped doing that after the second bundle.
Oh. So
I think they caught it. There was probably, they have all the data, who.
Probably wasn't cost effective to buy OnLive keys.
Yeah, because you have to press claim your key,
right.
And then it'll give you your key, so they have a way to track
right.
Who's pressing what. So
there's
I'm sure.
13 people.
Yeah.
Poor OnLive.
Speaking of numbers, I had kind of a semi-argument with one of our favorite Facebook people. He was bitching about, you'll probably be able to guess at some point.
Oh, okay.
He was bitching about, because he'd mastered, the superhuman difficulty of XCOM, the original one.
Okay.
That's boring for him, you know.
Right.
So.
You can move diagonally.
Yeah, and exactly. And he's still using XP, which...
Mm.
Isn't that common anymore?
But
and
tech heads, so they love the XP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so originally he was Sid Meier, or no, Firaxis, this is why you should have, because XCOM, the new XCOM, doesn't support XP. It's just,
oh, I didn't know
Vista
that.
I think it's just Vista and 7.
Well, that's not entirely surprising.
7, 8,
yeah. No, it's not. I don't feel that it is at all, but he's very, what's the word?
Adamant?
No.
Prickish.
No, it feels like he deserves it.
Oh.
Entitled. Yeah, he's very entitled anyway. So he linked to this,
article he wrote?
No. It was a website that, it looks pretty, official, where they had, all these stats, and it was just, based on what computer people have, it was a pie diagram, what OS they run. And XP was at, 40% or something.
Okay.
In this one, I think you just punch in what you want
XP
the pie
users
to be
online.
Out of. Well, that's the thing. It was. Excuse me. Yeah.
Whoa.
It was wet. So that's all it was. It was Firaxis. This is why you shouldn't ignore Windows XP linked to this pie chart. It was you check whichever ones you want to know the data for, and it'll make a pie chart.
Sure.
And I'm pretty sure they have all the data. And, like, the first thing I want to say is, like, why aren't you... Well, the first thing I did say was, why aren't you on Windows 7? I mean, what's the benefit of having XP? Like, you're stuck with 2 gigs of RAM, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's not... I mean, unless you have, for some reason, a 64-bit version of XP, which no one really does, and it's not supported anyway.
And it's... Yeah, it doesn't work very well, the 64-bit version.
But that was dismissed immediately.
Oh, of course.
Because...
As it would be.
Because lots of people have XP.
Sure.
Lots of people he knows... He has all these, this older hardware, like for music making, and the same with the software, that just don't run in 7, which, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, if you're going to buy, either upgrade your equipment, if the hardware isn't, like, speak to your vendors.
Right.
They should be support, they probably have supported Windows 7 at this point.
Yeah, I would say they probably would.
So I was getting dismissed at that, and then I was, like, thinking about it for a little while. I'm like, this is, like, the broadest spectrum of computers that this... pie chart is even focusing on,
because
this is every computer
right in the world.
Yeah,
the
so
States, least,
this is obviously like crucial data here, like
right.
That's what you should just all your opinions should be based on. What you need to do is, how about let's narrow it down to just PCs that run games or are for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, where can you do that? Where, like, wouldn't this make sense to do that? Like, So it's not immediately ignoring 40% of your possible player base. Just look on Steam. They've got the Steam hardware.
Yeah.
So I pulled up that and linked to them. And it was 12% and steadily declining.
Yeah.
What people run XP.
Oh, shit.
Everyone's on Windows 7 now.
Pretty much.
Or Vista, at least.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And after that, he was just like, thanks, Pat. Like, he didn't have any
right.
argument anymore, so that was kind of, it was nice to win one for once.
Yeah, that's
just being an asshole. Like,
never
trying
happens.
Trying to just rise up, like, write something inflammatory, whichever shits out of his ears or something, like, smeared on the screen. And
that's what he does.
See
it's
what
crazy
happens.
Person writing in feces on the bathroom wall.
Basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, it was nice to, like, without too much effort, refute that, like, immediately. This is just trying to be inflammatory.
Yeah, I don't see how you could support Windows, like, reasonably support Windows.
Microsoft
anymore.
Hasn't supported that for, like, 2 years now, I think, in any official sense. They still put
yeah.
out some updates, but it's not, it's like, it's a dead...
It's dead.
Yeah.
That's just what happens with technology. I mean, technology rolls on it. I mean,
when did
Valve...
Vista come out, 2005?
It was like end of 2005, beginning of 2006,
yeah.
sometime around there.
6 years, 7 years ago.
Yeah. Well, and like, that's just the way it goes.
Right.
Like, you can't always support old stuff. I mean, when Valve did, Half-Life 2 Episode 2, they had to, like, for a long time, they were supporting, like, a bunch of, like, old hardware.
Mm-hmm.
And just so that they could, you know, be used by the broadest base of people. But when they did Episode 2, they had to drop support for, like, a few years worth of old shit. Because you get to a point where supporting that old stuff means that you are hindered from moving forward any further.
Yeah.
So in order to improve, they had to drop the old stuff. And that's just what happens.
Crazy bottleneck.
Yeah.
And... You can't just dismiss something and say, like, well, I don't use any more than 2 gigs. Who uses that? Like, that doesn't really matter, especially with the way operating systems are built now. It's not like it'll run better with the more you have. It's just it has more to use.
Right.
And that's important. It doesn't
yeah.
mean, like, that's not an issue.
Well, and I think it's kind of a shitty argument to go, well, I don't need more than that, so why does anybody else?
Right.
Like,
it's the classic Weasley kind of thing.
That's kind of a terrible
anyway.
Argument.
But that's not
yeah.
unexpected.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I
hate that guy.
So. Yeah. Kind of related. I remember, like, because you had that... For some reason, I was looking to... Because you put up that one article on Giant Bomb, like, in the forums at one point.
Yeah.
And I noticed one of them had replied to it at one point.
Yeah, the
you,
bottom.
But he's actually... He's so much more diplomatic about it.
Right.
He actually can use his words.
He's a scared baby, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I was like, I don't know. It's not like I respect him
right.
anymore. It's by association.
He's a puppet.
Absolutely. And,
I would love to meet them.
No, you don't.
No? I think I would.
The arrogance just seeps out. It's so, like...
It's like a cloud.
Like, he walks in the room and, it gives you chills.
His doughy-faced girlfriend.
Oh, well, yeah. I guess we don't need personal attacks, but as well, because why not?
Game design. Game shame.
I was baffled that he didn't even think that far ahead. He was just going for I think he was purposely going for the most broadest spectrum of or graph that he could find just to try and prove his
personally
point.
I would love if he would just put all of his opinions in a book that I could buy on Amazon.
Yeah. How much would you pay for one?
You're in luck because that exists.
Well, I'm an idiot, so I would pay at least $40.
Well,
how about that?
You do that?
Great.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah. It's currently sitting at a 3-star average.
Really?
Yeah.
All fives and ones. Somehow.
Well, if you remove the one written by his friends and girlfriend, you're probably closer to a 1.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But they've skewed that pretty well.
I was actually really happy to see that, and I'm not saying it was because I did it, but I was the first person to call out, oh no, this review was written by his best friend and collaborator. So yeah, because someone specifically called out, this doesn't seem like a genuine review.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that guy's his best friend, so there you go. And it turned into this whole discussion, and I was like, no, look, I'm not trying to say anything other than it should be known that the person giving this book a 5-star review is the author's best friend.
Right,
so
yeah.
Maybe that's not the most objective opinion you could get.
Be wary of bias.
Yeah.
Really.
Exactly. And shortly after that whole discussion happened, the review was taken off of Amazon.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah. Yeah. So... yeah, score 1 for me, I guess.
Yeah.
One of the top-rated, low-rated...
Most helpful...
low-rated one is actually really good, because...
there are some really great reviews on there. The negative ones are very well-worded, and they make a very good case for why this book is a piece of shit, and why the author is an idiot.
The guy from I Wanna Be the Guy has torn him down pretty well.
In a separate, space on the internet. Yeah, and... the guy that wrote that review, he's in that.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's there currently doing lots of dissection.
Oh, that is it the guy who's most recently doing the dissection?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I've seen that guy, and that guy's brilliant.
Yeah,
with his dissection, he's great.
You know, he's obviously, it's someone, trampling in on their, fun time, you know? trying to say, no, you can't play like this, because this is what I like. And this is what I've taken from that.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is how you should make games, according to what I like.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it comes down to. No matter how many times you can say, it's not based on his likes or dislikes, that's the whole basis. That's the whole base for his theory.
Well, and, most recently he was asked, because his whole thing is focusing on resonance.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing. And he was recently asked, in your opinion, what games... that you don't like have resonance.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, baseball? Baseball has a lot of resonance, and I don't really like that.
Well, games are such a short, they're just a blip on history.
Right.
So there's not enough data to, pull that from.
It's a medium
it's
that's only been around for, 30 years, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baseball the sport?
Yeah. Yeah, he said baseball, the sport, is something that has resonance, but that he also doesn't like. I think someone should have been more specific and said what video games that you don't like have resonance.
Every time.
Games, asterisks.
Yeah, yeah. It led to this whole discussion about semantics and just bullshit.
And I don't mind, he always brings up the board game, video game thing, and I really don't, there's definitely some crossover, but it's only in his areas of
I thought you had to go pee-pee.
No, just stretching.
Oh, okay.
Projecting, standing up is good for... radio.
He's trying to come up with a theory that is universal amongst video games and board games, or any games, really.
Yeah.
But there's only a tiny little sliver on that Venn diagram for board games and video games, so it's...
Let me wrap with a guess.
So it's... That's where, a big problem is, because they're not that...
There's not that much of an overlap.
Other people have been more succinct to cover this better. So
Chris is sitting on his chair backwards.
Yeah,
because he identifies with teens.
If I had a hat, I'd turn around too.
With the troubled youth of today.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Let's rap about our feelings.
Let's rap about some stuff.
You.
Me.
With the curly hair.
Okay, that's me.
What'd you think about today?
I feel pretty good about today.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you thought about killing yourself, Bailey?
No.
Because you should.
Oh.
You suck.
I don't think that's the way this is supposed to go.
You see what I did there? That's bullying.
Oh.
Oh.
I see what you did.
That was
there.
An example.
That was an example of bullying.
Oh, okay.
Seriously, you should just.
Oh. Oh.
No, this is advice.
Wait, are we still. Are
seriously,
we doing
no.
a thing or.
Seriously.
Oh. Well, I haven't really, you know. I'm good. I'm alright.
Okay.
Alright.
Is that pretty much it for news?
I think it pretty much is. There was not a lot of news this week. Yeah, pretty slow news week. So, I think we're gonna...
Should we go to a break and then... Wrapping it up?
Let's go to break. We've got some burning questions.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so we'll be right back. Drink your notes, it'll make you strong.
Stop that feeling.
It'll make you nice and strong. Oh, we are back! The song bringing us in is Light of the Night by the Proto Man.
Yeah.
The Proto Man.
Proto Man.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Your favorite rock, Mega Man rock opera? No thanks.
Yeah, I think they're everyone's favorite Mega Man rock opera.
Yeah.
Whoopsie-daisy.
My favorite was is Meatloaf's Batman Out of Hell.
Oh,
nice. Got it.
That was
got
good.
It.
That was, well, that was, yeah, good job. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Let's talk about our feelings.
I'd rather not.
Your parents are divorced. How do you feel about that?
They are divorced.
You're the reason.
Oh, I was told that wasn't the case, but I guess I was wrong.
No, sorry.
Your dad scared the hell out of me up and upstairs when I went to the bathroom.
Why?
I went around the corner. It's just like
no,
it was just a dark hallway in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And then I see like a silhouette move. Turn on the lights. So.
Well,
what's
and
the matter?
You and you knew you were in a haunted house. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me turn that light on for you. And then when I got out of the bathroom,
and his pants were off.
Yep. He was just there.
I don't think that's
something. Damn it. All right. So I guess we're gonna do burning question before answer. So what? All right.
This room is going to stink.
Last week's burning question for answer so hot was, how do you feel about video games?
Video games, do you like them?
Do you like them? I don't know if we actually made a separate post for this.
Tell us now.
We might not have. Oh, yeah, it was about what video games gave you
an
emotional response. I think pretty much the only answer we got was from Mr. John Newby.
It's on Facebook.
It's not on there.
Oh,
no, nope. No, I didn't see it on there.
I don't have the ability to do that, so.
Yeah. John Newby said, this will sound very ridiculous, but Borderlands 2 got an emotional response from me. I won't get spoilery, but the developers made a decision with a character that almost made me stop playing. I was so sad and angry at the same time.
Huh.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that.
Stop, drop, dice.
Right?
I was gonna say Ricky. Ricky gets killed.
Yep,
Mr. Lady.
Yep, yeah, that's who it is.
My favorite in the Borderlands character,
Ricky.
Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky.
Ricardo.
I was gonna say Ricky Bobby, but Ricky Ricardo's better. That's yep. So this week's burning question for answer so hot is what Chris is standing up for no reason. What are you doing?
I was going to gamble on that fart, and it was going to turn out not in my favor. I
might have to run.
Chris has been slowly turning this room into a gas chamber. I really can't smell anything right now.
Well, no, it'll happen, though.
It's yeah. All right.
Before we leave, I am going to ruin the bathroom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go for it.
All right.
That's fine. Just dominate.
Throw down. Thunder Mountain.
So this week, burning question four answer so hot is... what is your favorite art style from a game? You know, what game has the best art style,
okay,
in your opinion? So, Chris, how about you? That thing I said.
Favorite art style in
the
game.
Yeah, what's your favorite art style in a game?
Jeez.
What do you got? Yeah, right?
Jeez. Oh, my God. Seriously, I can't.
Are you
all right?
No. Do you have a problem?
Yeah, pizza farts. I got them.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
That happens?
That was quick.
Yeah, dude.
takes like an hour.
It is like a straight shoot from my stomach to my ass.
You have like a separate line.
You're just gonna poop a solid, just like solid slice of pizza.
Triangle pizza.
Yeah.
It'll unfold.
Yeah. Wow. There's.
I don't shit so much as poop blooms in my asshole.
Oh. All right.
Oh my god. Goodness. I gotta answer this question and run.
Yeah.
Manliest podcast. Let's go shoot some guns.
I am gonna be really pleased with myself if you just
poop. If I just poop my pants on the show.
Yeah.
Here's a bucket.
So what's your favorite art style in the game?
Yeah, that's terrible.
What's stalling?
The first game I remember having an art style.
Okay.
Was,
oh. I'm pretty sure they all
have styles. Was 13?
Oh, the comic
PS2
book?
Graphic novel.
The first person shooter, yeah. With David Duchovny.
Yep.
Yeah, David Duchovny was the main character.
Was he?
And, yeah. And Eve was the female protagonist.
Really?
You know, R&B or
Sensation.
Yeah.
And then most other games that have an art style are just cel shaded. Right?
Okay. I mean,
seriously?
Realistically, every game has an art style.
That's true.
But.
I guess the Eco Shadow of the Colossus art style is kind of cool.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like foggy.
Yeah.
Watercolor.
Yeah. Kind of like sun bleached, like washed out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Wind Waker is a good art style.
Sure.
I've never played that game.
Sure.
Like the best use of cel shading to make it look like an animated. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep. How about you,
Donkey Kong Country?
What?
Donkey Kong Country?
Yeah.
That's
a good
art
for
style.
What it is, I guess.
That's groundbreaking.
So what would I go with? shit, I had one.
It was
Okami.
Actually, it was Okami.
It was Rumble Roses.
Okami.
Yeah.
Okami.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like woodcut prints and everything. They pulled that off really well. I like
that.
And the special grayscale prize goes to Limbo.
Yeah.
Oh man, Limbo. Yeah.
Yeah, really good art style.
Everything looks like it's done through like a pinhole camera.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. For me, I'd say it's probably I really, really like the art style of Final Fantasy XII. Just like the kind of like
I've never seen a picture of that game.
Oh my god! Like it was the art direction was done by the same guy who did Final Fantasy Tactics.
Oh yeah,
and so it's
nine.
It's no, no,
that's
no.
Not,
it's
Tactics guy.
Nope.
Isn't it the same world though?
It is, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because it doesn't matter at all that it's in the same world. Like, they never make reference to anything that happened in Tactics.
Avalis? Avalis?
Evil?
Do they ever say it?
No, they never say that. But it's like a neo-Victorian kind of art style. Like, everything
like
is...
Valkyrie Chronicles?
I never played
Valkyrie
that game.
Valkyrie Profile?
I never played that game. Valkyrie Profile. That's
Valkyrie
the, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the
Valkyrie
game, but I never played it.
Oh, Chronicles is like a... turn-based kind of game. But that one's actually really good, too.
Is it?
That one, yeah. That one looks like an anime show.
Right.
The show that's spawned from
anime.
It is... Okay, yeah.
But, yeah, Final Fantasy XII, it's like neo-Victorian with, like, you know, like characters wearing, like, frilly, like, shirts and stuff, but everything is, like, hyper-detailed in a way that doesn't really exist. But probably should, because it would be awesome.
Huh.
It's the same guy that did, like, guy or girl, I don't know.
Bigger
Story, yeah. Was, and that's...
Isn't maybe that's what I'm thinking
Evil East as well?
No.
Vagrant Story might
I thought
be
what
I'm thinking of.
Vagrant Story, yeah.
Yeah. Vagrant Story, it, like, at
very
the time...
Very spiky?
No.
Not really.
No, not spiky. Just, it's weird, because...
Like, intricate, like...
Very intricate design, yes.
The heads are usually kind of plain.
Yeah, the heads are plain, but
Tactics.
Yeah, like the outfits and stuff are very detailed and very intricately designed.
Huh.
Very cool. I wish that like stuff like that.
Why does nobody ever talk about Final Fantasy XII?
I don't know, because I personally think it is one of the better ones.
Yeah.
It's incredible. They did a lot of stuff right with that game, and then never went back to it.
I'd have to say, like, for 32-bit, I guess Vagrant Story would be up there, because that.
Yeah,
that's a good looking game.
Yeah, Vagrant Story is an incredible game. I have it, and it's I would play it now. Even it's great. I mean, aside from some of its more kind of like ultra hardcore like dungeon crawlery bits, I think it's incredible. And Even 12, like Final Fantasy 12, I would play that game today.
Yeah.
Is Fate Your Story a Squaresoft game?
Yeah.
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 The judges in Final Fantasy 12, they're standouts for like design.
Yeah, and I can't remember. Oh, Balthier. Like, Balthier had this like amazing style. He was wearing like this like vest with this like insanely intricate design, and he had kind of like a frilly shirt.
Hmm.
And yeah.
Well, Captain Bosch from Metal Masker.
Captain Bosch, I mean, his design too was great.
Captain EO.
Captain EO,
Captain EO
from Disneyland, also fantastic. Yeah, just incredible.
Amazing.
I really want to play that game right now.
Captain EO?
No,
oh.
Final Fantasy XII.
Yeah.
If I had a working PS2, I would play that right now.
They're like $15.
Yeah, I should probably buy one to have one around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
Emulators?
No!
Mm. Who would do that?
God. Ooh. Somebody's stomach just...
Yeah.
That might have picked up on Mike.
Wait.
I don't know if that picked up.
Damn it.
Yeah.
If only this podcast had smell-o-vision.
Why would we want to subject our listeners
kill
to that?
People.
Oh, I'm sorry for that, listeners. What's
going up on the site?
What is going up on the site?
What went up on the site?
Your Tony Hawk Pro Skater HD review.
Yep.
Which was pretty goddamn good. Gonna go ahead and say that.
So it happens to take 5 months to write.
Yes, that's true. That's true. That's like my Rage article. My Rage article turned out pretty well, and it took 4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your Hell Yeah review also went up.
I still need to try that.
You should.
Yeah.
It's really great.
Yeah, I still haven't done that either.
I used up the last of my points to get the Trials Evolution expansion that came out.
Oh, no shit.
It's really good.
Oh, wow. I'll have to get that.
It's only $5.
What is it? New tracks?
There's like 32 new tracks.
Holy shit.
A ton of
track maker
stuff.
But you know what? With all that free,
they add
your own track stuff, like, why would you buy more tracks?
Though? Well, they added new parts for the track maker. And I think it's a different,
is it all extreme?
They're pretty hard.
Yeah.
But no, it has like a whole new little loop that you go around when you pick like your track.
Oh, wow.
And I think it's not, because I think when you made tracks in, before the expansion, it had just like one big world that you built it in. Now there's like another environment you can build stuff in. But I should just get the demo for Hell Yeah, I guess.
Totally.
I spent a few more points on getting one of the Red Dead expansions.
Did you? Which one?
I don't remember. I think the horse one. Because it was like a bug.
Phantom horse or whatever?
Well, every time I need to level up my character, because whenever we play that, I always have the shitty, malnourished horse, and I'm left in the dust by you guys. I really want to play that now.
Yeah,
I've really been wanting to play that.
Just a few months ago, the golden guns and all the special horses all got released for like $1 a piece.
Oh, I didn't
know
that. That's pretty
cool. All the costumes and stuff.
Oh, nice.
I want to get them all just because I love that game.
You should get the Undead Nightmare.
I know. I still haven't done it.
Somebody who loves Red Dead Redemption and zombies.
Yeah, I know. It seems like a pretty natural fit.
I'm not sure how it works with the... Because some of the expansions unlock missions for multiplayer. Is it like if one person has them, you can all play them? Or...
I think whoever's hosting.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I fixed my NAT problem, so I can actually play easier now.
Well, maybe.
So I don't come back an hour later. Oh, where'd everyone go?
3 in the morning.
Yeah, well, it was pretty late.
Well, I'd be down to do some of that later on. If you guys
are... good.
We should do that. That'd be good.
Everyone should play some Red Dead, all the time. Maybe
you'll
catch us.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure our profiles are on the website if you want to join us. I know mine is.
Yeah, I believe it's. I don't know.
Mine
is. Site.
Yeah, I don't read this. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid.
Self-indulgent.
Yeah. Chris, you got approached to do some freelance work recently, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. That. Let's not say who it was.
No.
But what was the pay on that?
Pro bono?
Would you believe nothing?
Would I believe nothing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nothing.
Yeah.
It was nothing, yeah.
That's all right.
So, look for my work soon on free game reviews. Basement.com.
.org.
Yep.
GamePacks.
Yep. Pretty great. That is the best thing ever when that happens.
Oh. Oh, no. I think we just did that in unison.
Oh, that was weird.
Yeah, this
it was like dueling tubas.
This is a farty pizza.
I'm not having a problem at all.
No?
Yeah.
I am.
This is weird. All right.
What's going up on the site? Do we have anything going up? I think Humor Tumor is working on a Resident Evil 6 review.
Did he do the movie as well?
He didn't. He's working on it, but okay. It's not finished yet.
Should have those. Will you have those Slender videos done?
Those are going up on Halloween. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's for Halloween.
Oh, okay.
Spoiled that for everybody, Pat.
Yep. That was a surprise.
God damn it.
Even though I'm pretty sure we talked about it on the last show, too.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's closer to Halloween.
We're working on lots of fun little videos.
Yeah, we did a whole bunch of stuff today. We captured a whole bunch of video of a bunch of different scary games. Spooky games!
Spooky games.
For Halloween time. Halloween town.
Review of Dishonored?
Yeah. Dan Smith is working on that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He kind of doesn't really like it that much.
Yeah, mixed feelings.
Yeah, I'd say so. And if I finish XCOM, I'll definitely have a review of that. And whenever I finish it, I'll do the review. Heads up, I like it a lot.
There you go.
It's pretty good.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
KGB, buy it now.
Yeah. Editor's choice.
Wow.
We don't do
that.
They
should put that on the... They should advertise that on like
on
a little promo on Steam.
Yeah. That'll be good, yeah.
Editor's choice.
Yeah.
Rock's choice.
Yep. Hey! Yeah, put my stupid face on it.
It's
that'll
your
be
stupid
good.
Face with like yep. a Starburst.
Boo! Yep.
That's Tim pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to start putting that on the site.
Rock and Tim Schafer.
We gotta end the show, because I have gotta poop.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, he's doing the gotta poop
dance. So, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/knowngriefers. Follow us on Twitter @known_griefers. And send your true life scary stories to knowngriefers@gmail.com. We are going to read that stuff on Halloween. We have had...
Bye.
No, bad Chris.
Bye, Chris.
I gotta go.
Forget the newspaper.
We have had an overwhelming amount of submissions for the Halloween thing.
Wow.
Would you believe that?
No.
It's not true. We haven't had a single one. I'm kind of sad about that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So save me from my sadness, listener. And send some scary stories to us. And we will read them on a Halloween show. Alright. So I guess we're going to go. Pat, you want to... Thank you for joining us. All right. Have a good night. Goodbye.